Blackstone Audio presents A Bad Night's Sleep by Michael Wiley. 15 Illinois law enforcement officers were charged Tuesday in an FBI sting on counts that included accepting cash in exchange for providing armed protection for drug-dealing operations in South Suburban Chicago. The New York Times. Chapter 1. The South Shore Corporation owned a 7-block chunk of land on the south side of Chicago. If they let it sit for 20 years, it would have turned back into the prairie that had stood there a couple of centuries ago. 30 years and you could have put on a coonskin hat and gone deer hunting. But the South Shore Corporation hadn't let the land sit. 2 weeks after the owners signed the final contracts, workers had poured the foundations for a mix of single-unit houses and condo blocks that the corporation was advertising as South Shore Village. The corporation promised to build a small town in the middle of the city. The brochures included a picture of kids playing baseball on a cul-de-sac and another of a middle-aged man and woman sitting on a porch swing. The faces were black, white, brown, and yellow. It was a pretty dream, and the South Shore Corporation had the money to make it come true. I sat in my car on the construction site on a cold November night. The street was packed dirt and clay. Bare bulbs hung from wires strung from poles, but the place was mostly dark. Ripped plastic sheets blew through the open windows on the buildings. 3 a.m. had come and gone. I cranked the heater, and the warm air made me sleepy. I flipped the heater off. Above, the moon shined dully through a thin layer of cloud.